It says daf is daf pei. So it's taken from the top of pei from an aleph two lines down. The two dots, the Gemara says, Shalu Tamida Vesher Bakamlio. They asked Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'al Legado. Is one allowed to raise, doesn't ask which question, Mustam is talking about Behema Dakos. So the Gemara says, Amar Lehen, Mutter, he paskin his Mutter. The Hatan Ein Megadlin, doesn't the Mishnah say, you're not allowed to raise the Behema Dakos in Eretz Yisrael? So Ela Hachi Kabay, he was asking Ma'al Lisha, so are you allowed to keep them, not to raise them, but if you buy one, could you delay the shechting of it? Samar Lahen, he says, Mutter, one's allowed to. So long as you don't let it go out and graze in the fields, because the concern of Behemad Dakas was that they're going to steal from other people, they're going to ruin Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So as long as they're tied down to your bedpost, then that would be permitted. So you look at Rashi. Rashi writes, this is two narrow lines down in Rashi, Ela Kosho, you have to tie it. The Mishnah we saw yesterday said that he said you're not allowed to have them at all. Not, he didn't allow them to stay. Rabbi Gamliel allows them to be stayed at least tied to the bed. But the Chachamim argue. You look at Tosos. I'm not going to read through it here. Tosos Dir Maskam Mahu says he's a different pshat. And Rashi doesn't think Rabbi Gamliel argues in Rabbanon. But we're going to go with the sheet that's Rashi that they are arguing. So Gemara now says the two das Tanur Rabbanon. Masa b'chassid echad. There's a certain chassid shayat. Gonech b'libo. He was screaming. His heart was in such pain. Going through a heart attack perhaps. Vishalu Rofim, and they asked the doctors, Vamru Ain Lo Takana Achyanak Khalav Roseach Mishachwas Lashachwas. His only way of getting healthier is having boiled milk from morning to morning, all day long. Okay, never heard of that one. But Vihavilo Ace, they brought him a goat, Vikishulo Bikari Hamita, and they tied the goat down to his bedpost. Yonik Mimenu Mishachwas Lashachwas, and he'd be nursing from this goat, and think directly from the goat, but he'd probably be milking into a cup and drinking it all day long. Liyamim, after some days of doing this, Nichnasu Chaverov, his friend, went Levako to visit him. Kevin Shiro Osa'ez Kshuru B'Krei Mita. They saw this goat was tied down to the bedpost. Chazul Achrem, they jumped back. V'amru Listim Zuyan Bebeso Shazet. They're robbers in this house. V'anu Nichnas Nasin Etzlo. And then we're coming into such a house where there's robbers. A person has a payment dock in the house in Eretz Yisrael. How could that be? Yashu Vibatku, they investigated. They thought maybe there's other Averis this person was involved in, and after doing some research, they found that this was the only Aver that he'd done, had a Behemadaka in his house. Vyafu Bishas Misasa Amar, and even when he was about to die, he had said, Yodeani Shainbo bi avon ela avon osa ha'ez. I know that I have no sins other than this one sin of having this goat in my house. Shevarti al divrei chaveira, that I went against my partners, my friends, who said that one's not allowed to have a Behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael.
The problem is he held it beyond when he got well. Is that the issue?
No, I think even while he was well, even while he was getting well, he was keeping it. I think that was the point. The halacha is you're not allowed to do this. And the question is, isn't it takanis and pikuach nefesh? So shouldn't that override this takanis chachamim? Pashas is referring to having it at all. But it's not addressed, though. I think it's a great point. But on the page, and I don't have my mitzvah today, I don't know beyond that. I don't know why it would be pikuach nefesh would be, you know, should override this takana. Let's see. Interesting. The Hagos Mam Ranchberg is referring to a Marsha based in Gemara Ksubis, which might indicate that he was being yonek on Shabbos itself. That might have been the Avera. What?
Again,
yeah, that to us as well. Question: maybe it wasn't really Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe he was just in pain. Maybe he wasn't in danger. He was just uncomfortable.
That's okay. One answer that the
Rosh. Great. He wasn't in danger. Beautiful. Okay. Says the Gemara now. What were the other answers, by the way?
Where a law is to be needs to be broken. Well, the law to be broken is a special enactment, and it exists to prevent communal losses. As this is, not to have the goat. Therefore, Maharsha says the person, the Mahiri says, one should be exceedingly stringent about violating this.
Even if Pikuch Nefesh.
Well, I guess you have to, I don't know.
Uh huh. Interesting.
You have to really be sure it's Pikuch.
Okay. It's more severe than any other, it's not just a stam
gzera. On the other hand, we've heard stories about where people, you know, a great rabbi says, why did you? You had to come to me to ask whether you should go to the doctor on
right.
Shabbos. You should have just gone.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Not an easy assessment. Okay. Gemara says now halfway down the Amud, Tudatz Amar Rabbi Yishmael Mi Bali, Batim Sheba Galil Ha'elyon, from the ones living in the Upper Galilee, Hayu Beis Abba. That's where my family is from. Umipnei Macharva, why was it destroyed? Shehayu Marin Bechorshin, they had been grazing their Behemadakos in the forests. V'danin Dini Mamanus B'yachad, and they would do Dini Mamanus with one individual, it's supposed to be three individuals. V'yafa Pishayu Lahem Chorshin Samach Lebatayim. Ah, so aren't you allowed to? We said before, you're allowed to have them graze in the forest. There's no Isser there. And it was right next to the house. So what did they do wrong? It was the house, and then there were these forests. So, Sadik Tan Haisa. There was a small field that was in between their house and the forest together that had passed through. Umavir and Derchalel went through that area, and that was the concern. Since there was a small Sadik Katana that they passed through, and it violated this Takanas Chachamim, was one of the two reasons why this house of Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yishmael was destroyed. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Roa Shasa Tshuva, a Roa who wants to Tshuva, Roa who was raising Behema Dakos. He wasn't supposed to, but he went against the Takana. He wants to now be Chozer B'Tshuva. So what's he supposed to do? Ein Mechayv Nosom L'Mechor Miyad. We don't make him sell all his flock right away. It's too hard for him. It would really be really nilas delas b'fnei ha-tshuva, ha-shavim. He says, if I need to sell my flock right away, I have nothing, no parnasa, he wouldn't do that. So we say, Ela mocha al-yad yad. You slowly sell one here. Next week you sell another one. And slowly until you sell all your flock. V'chein ger shenaflu lo klavim v'chazerim yishasa, a ger who inherits all these dogs and pigs which from his family, which we said that a Jew is not allowed to own in the Mishnah. We don't make him sell everything off right away. We may allow him to sell a little bit here, a little bit there, until eventually he sells off all those Yerushas. A person takes a nether that he's going to buy a house, he's going to marry a wife in Eretz Yisrael. We don't say, oh, right away, you said, take the nether, go buy a house and go buy the first wife you see. We don't say that. Or marry the first wife you see. We don't say that. Until he finds a wife that's proper for him. It can't just be any woman. And there's once a story where a woman, her son is giving him such tzaros. And she needed some help raising the son. Someone to put discipline in the house. The cuffs of a nishba, she jumps, she took a shvua, called me, sheyavo, eini, machziriyah. So anybody who comes and wants to marry me, I won't turn them away. The cuffs of leha b'ni adam, and many people jumped on this opportunity, and she'ena mehuganim, but people, they weren't fitting for her. Uchsheba hadavar eitzah chachamim, this matter came to the chachamim, and said, this woman took a shvua, and she's not marrying these people who are coming to her. Amru, they said, lo niskavna zu elal hagonla. She only had intention for the first person who was appropriate for her, that's who she would marry, but not whatever type of guys were coming to her. And Kishem Shamu, fine. Kishem Shamu Ain Megadlin Behemoth.
Son or her daughter? It says
Bana. Bana is her son.
But it says Az Hagun La.
No, for her to marry her.
For her family.
Yeah, for her, who she wants to marry. Okay. Yeah, can't just be any man who's going to discipline her son. She wants to also marry the guy. So
the mother always decides.
Sure,
that's
yeah.
Fitting for her, not for him.
Right. But she was the one making the decision. She made the shvua.
She's the one going to get married. She's the one that's
going to be wearing the pants.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, she asked,
maybe,
you know.
Who's making all the decisions?
Fantastic, Gemara. Further now, Kishem Shamru Ein Megadlin Be Medaka, Kacha Amru Ein Megadlin Chaya Daka. Just like you can't raise a domesticated animal, so too you cannot raise a wild animal, a small wild animal. What would be an example of that? I don't know.
Coyote.
Coyote? Okay, there you go. It sounds small to me. Okay, that's good.
They say deer and foxes.
Deer and foxes, okay. Fine. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Megadlin Klavim and Kofrim, one is allowed to raise certain types of dogs. It's small dogs, the Rashi Ketanim. What?
Village dogs.
From Kfar, that should be Kfarim then. So according to this, is a Ketanim, Uninasimim. They're very small. It could be like village type, smaller, like a village is small. This is also. The Chatulim, cats one could raise, and Fukofen, and monkeys, the Chuldos Snoim, some types of weasels. Rashi says that they're Gedalus Besna, they are raised up in thorn bushes. Because they clean the house, so they're helpful for the house. You drop some crumbs. Rashi says it keeps away the other rodents that you don't want, the mice and the rats and whatnot. So they're good to have those around the house. It's, you know, like they said, spiders are good also to have sometimes. They don't look like very pleasant at having the webs, but they catch the bugs that you don't want in the house and they kill the bugs. So that's, they're beneficial. So these animals are also beneficial. I wouldn't suggest raising any, you know, spiders in your house or any of these other animals for that matter. But so my chuldos snaim, what does it mean, weasels that live in thorn bushes? So Amar Rav Yehuda, shratza charza. What's shratza charza? Some type of sheretz charza. What does the charza mean?
Creeping, digging animals.
Creeping, digging animals. Okay. Avigid Amri, charza tekatni shake. Charza, there's no Rashi here. They have small legs.
Stinging animals.
Stinging animals. Okay. Virai bene vardina, and they apparently they graze between the rashes vardina sneb, between the thorn bushes. Umai sharta. What?
It's a rose bush. No?
Vardina, Rashi says sneb, thorn bush, but it could be a thorn bush. It could be a rose bush. Oh yeah, right. So could be that's what he's referring to. Rashi says sneb, but could be right. Okay. Umai sharta timitasa shakya. So what's shrata? What does that mean there, they say?
Why do they call it creeping? Because it has very small legs. It looks like it's creeping on the ground, but it really has little legs.
Okay. All right, so that's the type of weasel referring to. Could be like a ferret or something. Maybe a ferret has like small legs you can't see. What did it say?
Porcupine.
A porcupine. Oh, they have stinging things sticking to this. Okay. Fine. So it's good to raise those in the house. Imagine having a porcupine running around your house. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Asinu atzmeinu bebavel keret Yisrael lebehemadaka. That Rav said, we made ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael, and that we don't raise behemadakas as. So Amar le Rav Adbar Avel le Rav Huna didachmai. What about you, Rav Huna? You have a behemadaka in your house. Amar le didan ours kaminata lehu chova. Chova, who is the wife of Rav Huna, had protected. She watched over the behemadaka so they wouldn't go out and graze. So the issue of having a behemadaka was that it shouldn't graze on other people's property and ruin the yishuv arts. So Chova, his wife, was protecting. Amalei, yeah. Chova, tikparinu levna. So, does your wife want to bury her own children? Says Rashi. Tikparinu levna, she'ata somech ala, that you're relying on your wife. V'hi eino yuchol lishmo. She's not capable of watching all your behemadakas. So, in essence, they're going to violate the averas. They're going to end up eating other people's properties, and then that's going to result in violating the gzeres chachamim, and the children dying young. So kula shani di Rav Ada bar Ava, the entire life of Rav Ada lo akayim zari la Rav Huna. Rav Huna mechova. He wasn't zocha to have children from chova. Sounds like maybe from another wife he was, and sounds like after he died he was able to.
Tosfos says that the lashon tikkur levna is, did she bury all her children that she has so much time on her hand that she's able to just deal with the hematakas all
the time? So that's how the Rabbeinu Chanal says it in Tosfos.
And then he wasn't cursing him. He was saying. She has
but,
no kids.
But I think Rashi more is a state. I think Rashi sounds like a curse, and that's the response afterwards. Okay. I think Gemara says, where are we going? Hikid Amar Huna Amar Rav Asinu Atzmeinu BeBavel Keret Yisrael LeBehemadaka. They made themselves in Bavel like in regards to not raising behemadakas. Michi Asa Rav LeBavel. When Rav got to Bavel, Rav Vishmul Rav Asi, these three Gedolim, Iklu Lebei Shuvua Haben, they went to Shuvua Ben. What's Shuvua Ben? Says Rashi, Bris Mila Al Shem Shavru Ale Shivas Yamim. After 7 days pass, so the 8th day is the Bris Mila. That's Shuvua Ben. The Amrila, others say Lebei Yeshua Ben. What's Yeshua Ben? Says Rashi, Yeshua Ben is Mishta Shaosan Lepidion Haben. Bechor She Yeshua Metargan Parkin Kamapidion. You redeem the son. You save him. So that's what Yeshua Ben is. You look at Tosfos here. Tosfos writes the last Tosfos on the page here. Lebei Yeshua Haben Perish Bekunches Pidyon Haben Vechena Arach Vekasha. The Afagav Dimitarka Minon and Pidyon Porkon. Even though redeeming, that's what it means to redeem. Mikol Malkum Ein Shaych Lashon Yeshua. Yeshua is not redeeming. So Rabbeinu Tam Perish Shenolad Sham Ben Val Shem Shevlad Nosha was saved from the birth and delivery. Nimlat mimei imo, from the mother's womb, kidechsiv hemlita zachar, nakalashin Yeshua vayurgin lasasuda. He's referring to Shalom Zachar. You look at the Yamsha Shlomo here, the very famous Yamsha Shlomo, perhaps the most famous one on Shas. He talks about all the different Sudas mitzvahs. He talks about a simon and mesechta, a simon, talks about the Pidyon HaBen, and talks about Shalom Zachar. So this, well, yeah. Exactly. So on this piece, I believe this Yamsha Shlomo says, Tos is referring to here a Shalom Zachar. This is where we have this. Okay. Gemara says now, so anyways, the three of them were going to visit, go to the Shalom Zachar, they're going to Peter Ben, whatever it was, they all went together. Here, right here, yeah, in the staff. So Rav lo ayil kamei d'Shmuel. Rav refused to go in front of Shmuel. And top of Peyamid Beis, Shmuel lo ayil kamei d'Ravasi. Shmuel wouldn't go in front of Ravasi. Ravasi lo ayil kamei d'Rav. And Ravasi wouldn't go in front of Rav. So no one would go first, and now they're all stuck. So Rashi explains, Shmuel lo ayil kamei d'Ravasi, shahaya gadol mimenu. Ravasi was greater. Ravasi tamed d'sho Rav hava. And Rav wouldn't go in front of Rav, because Rav was really greater, was his Rebbe. So Amri, they decided, a little bit insulting, but Amri, Man, Nisrach, who's going to say last? The Nisrach, Shmuel, let Shmuel come in last. Shmuel will be the last one. V'nissei Rav, Rav Asi, V'nissach Rav. Why does Shmuel have to go last? Maybe it should really be let Rav and Rav Asi go first, and let Rav come in last. Oh, Rav Asi. So why did Shmuel, why did he lose the battle? So Rav Milsa, Balma, Hu Davile, the Shmuel. Rav is showing a little cover, just Milsa Balma. Rav really deserved to go in first. Mishum Nahu Maisa Dilate Adavre Dilate. Because there's certain Maisa that Rav had cursed Shmuel, so he wanted to compensate. So he said, no, Shmuel, you should really go in front of me. But Batsim Rav was really greater than all them. So it went Rav, Rav Asi, and then it went Shmuel. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Milsa Balma Hu David Shmuel. Rashi says, Shmuel Katan Shibakulan. Haya. He was the less. Least of all them. Rav Tivusa. He was doing a little tova, a nice little deed for him. The Karahu the Kaavile Mishum Maisa Dilataya the Shmuel B'Shmona Shratin. Rosh Shabbos talks about he once cursed him, so he's trying to make up for that. Okay, Adavi Rav Ale Adahachi Vahachi, having a conversation back and forth. Shunra Katai Liade the Yunuka. So it turns out that a cat came along and it ate a child's hand. Benafik Rav, Rav came up and he made the following drash and vidarish. A chasul mutter lehargo v'asul kaimo. A cat is not allowed to be kept and you're allowed to kill it, right? You could kill it and you can't keep it. Ve'mishum gezel, and if you take it from someone else's house, it's permitted. It's not gezel. Ve'in babushum hashava veda, you don't have to return to the bailam. The Gemara wants to understand Rav's psaki. Made so many things which seem repetitive. If you can't steal it, if you're allowed to steal it, so of course you can't keep it, and it can't be a Shabbos Aveda. So v'cheven d'amr is muti lahargo. So once he established you're allowed to kill it, my new su, why does it further say asur l'kaima, then you can't keep it? So ma'od the same way, you would have thought, muti lahargo, you're allowed to kill it, but isur l'kam, but there's no isur, k'mashul, and there's an isur. Okay, fine. Amri v'cheven d'amr is ain b'mishum geza. Once we establish there's no isur in stealing it, my new su ain b'mishum ha'shav s'aveda l'mailam. So then, of course, you don't have to return it back to the Baal. You have to keep it on your own. So, Amravino li oro, it's referring to the or, referring to the hides of the animal. So, maybe the skin, you would have to return back to the Baalim. Everything else, you don't have to. So, Mesevi asks the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Megalim, Klavim, V'kofrim, V'chasulim, V'kofrim, V'choldus, V'sinayim, V'pnei Shasun, L'nakas, Abayis. We said you're allowed to raise these animals, and one of them is a chshunrach, a cat. Lokasha, habu uchma habu chivara, a black one and a white one. There's a difference. So Rashi says the white one is muad lahazik adam. That's damages, and the black ones don't. B'ha ma'isa the rav uchma habu. Boy, what do you mean? The mice with the rav, that cat eating the child's hand, that was a black animal, black cat. Hasam uchma bar chivara habu. That was a black cat. That was a product of a white cat. B'ha mi fine, and that's why it was different. But if it's a white cat, that's a product of a white cat, that would be a problem. V'ha'mi b'ay le Ravina, the b'ay Ravina, didn't Ravina ask, uchma bar chivara mahu, a black cat that came from a white cat, what's the halacha? So he wasn't sure. How could he be so clear? How could Rav be so sure? Ki k'mi b'ay le, when he was asking the Ravina, b'uchma bar chivara bar uchma. A black one that was from a white one, that's from a black one. So that was the ma'isa de Rav. Buchma barchiva barchivara, a black one that was a product of a white one and a product of a white one, that was white, black, that was Rav's case where that was certainly going to be a problem.
It's important that the cat has
the
right
yichus. What?
It's important that a cat has the right
yichus.
Yeah. Animals
really
also have
yichus.
Fine.
Is Chabad. Only about killing or also about raising?
You can't be mekayimit. You can't keep these animals, so. He says,
if it's a black cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep him?
Oh, in terms of that. So he says you don't have to kill them, but the question, are you allowed to be mekayimet? It's a good question.
Was all of his statements going on his white cats? Or just the statement about killing?
All the statements was about white cat, it seems. It seems that way. That's what it seems. I think you're asking a good point. You have to, each of the four statements he said, are they all mutter when it comes to a black cat? That's what you're asking. So I don't know. Not sure. Fair point. Gemara now quotes a mnemonic, Chabad, Biach, and Vochen Simon. Amar Rav Achi, Rabbi Acha, Bar Papa, Mishim Rabbi Abba, Bar Papa, Mishim Rabbi Yada, Bar Papa, Rami Le, Amar Rabbi Abba, Bar Papa. I feel like I'm finishing with Sechta right now. Mishim Rabbi Chiva, Bar Papa, Mishim Rabbi Acha, Bar Papa, Rami Le, Amar Rabbi Abba, Bar Papa, Mishim Rabbi Acha, Bar Papa, Mishim Rabbi Chini, Bar Papa.
Are these all brothers?
They're all brothers. At the end of Masechta, there are 10 sons of Rabbi Papa. We call them. They're all related. So, Masriin al Achichuch b'Shabbos. So you could do Masriin. Rashi says Masriin means b'tzibur. You could scream out on Shabbos, you could blow shofars on Shabbos. Al chichach. Chichach, Rashi says, is shechin shemeshachich adam aleh. Boils that make a person itchy. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos, to daven against it. V'delas haninelas al lo b'mehera tiftach. A door that closes won't quickly be reopened. Rashi says, delas haninelas al ha'adam mihios mitzliach. A person's unsuccessful, but a certain investment, a certain opportunity. So lo b'mehera b'hema tiftach, says Rashi, b'nafkamina lafushe b'rachme. If you were unsuccessful, don't try again. It's not quickly open. Don't waste your tefillos, it seems. Balokeach and bayis b'eretz Yisrael. Person who purchases a house in eretz Yisrael, kosven alav ono afil b'shabbos. You write the own, which is a word for a star. You can write the star itself even on Shabbos. That's how important it is to buy land in eretz Yisrael. So asks the Gemara, meisivei. The sharp pranios hamishrakshos the balz halatzibur could go in chichach chagav zvuv tziriv yitush vishlach nechashim akravim. These bad things, we shouldn't know of them. It comes to the boils and different grasshoppers and bugs and hornets and the snakes and scorpions. These things, loha yumasrin elatzvakim. They wouldn't blow shofros on Shabbos. They would just scream. So we said before, even masrin, even would do churros on for chichach. And here it says not. Lokasha kan belach kabayavish. Depends what type of boil, if it's dry versus moist. So there's a difference. Let's see. Damar of Yeshua ben Levi shchin shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Mitzriyim lach min b'chutz v'yavish min b'fnim. It was liquidy, moist on the outside. It was moya and pasi on the outside, I guess, and it was dry on the inside. Shinemar v'hishchin abavuos parech ba'adam u'v'behema. It's describing
which one is worse?
Which one's worse? So wherever they had in there, in Mitzrayim was worse than Mestama. So the fact that it was lach on the outside, it would be a problem. If it's yavish on the outside,
lach v'kan v'yavish.
Right. So I would imagine.
Rashi says yavish kasha milach.
Where's Rashi here?
Three lines.
Oh, there we go. Yavish kasha milach. Okay, so the dry one is worse.
It's dry. And okay. It's
itchy. It's itchier, I guess. It's right. Gemara says now, videlas haninelas lo b'mehera tiftach, a door that's been closed won't quickly open. Mahi, what's that? Marzucha amar smicha. Person's trying to get smicha and he's refused, he's rejected, his smicha wasn't given in, he's not going to quickly be reaccepted as getting his smicha. Rav Ashi Amar Kol HaMarin Lo B'Mehera Mativin Lo. Person who's experiencing tzaros, it doesn't quickly turn around and get tov. Rav Acha Medifti Amar Li Olam Ein Mativin Lo Vlohi.
Isn't that against
the Eskanon? It's hard to, I'm not sure what he means.
Kol HaMarin Lo B'Mehera Mativin.
Let's look at Tosis for a second. Let's finish one line here. He says, Li olam ein mativin lo. And say lohi. Rav Acha thought that a person who has experience in tzaros, he'll never get anything good back to him. But v'lohi, we don't assume that way. It will. It might not come quickly, but things will turn around. Look if Tosis, maybe he addresses your question. Tosis writes, Li olam ein mativin lo. V'had the kamar ihu gufei. What do you mean, Rav, who is this again speaking? This is Rav Acha midifti himself, he says. Lo b'mehera mativin lo b'per kamen d'bav basar. He's the author of this statement that appears in Bav Basar that not quickly will it come back, but it will eventually. Tov will come to the person. Ze omer b'shasha yasavar adayin sheyachzir v'yimnu also Rosh Hashiva. So that's why he still had hope that he'd be appointed become. He wasn't appointed Rosh Hashiva. He thought, okay, eventually I'll become Rosh Hashiva. Aval l'asof when he realized shelo chziruhu amr liyom ein mativin lo. Then after he realized he was never going to be appointed Rosh Hashiva, he said, okay, one thing bad happens to you, there's no turning around. It has to deal with this. I don't know. It's a hard thing to grapple with. I'm sure they talk about this, though. Okay.
It sounds like like he had a downfall. He was fired.
Yeah.
So.
But still, we always have hope. Person should never give up.
Not
sure to do with that.
No, Rashi being sounded like more by Cohen, talking about it for 5 years.
Yeah, sure, sure.
So if you don't see success after 5 years, and that means
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I know, but this sounds like in general, if his life is bad, his life's always going to be bad. That's he wasn't successful.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Pick a different industry.
I know somebody who lost all of his money, and 2 years later, won $16 million in a
lottery.
Scratch-off game.
Wow.
He lost all.
So, all right.
How much did he have before that?
No.
Fine. He was speaking about himself. That's what he says. He was speaking about his own personal experiences. Okay. So Gemara now says, Halokech buys Beretz Yisrael, coast from the love, oh no, I feel b'Shabbos. If a person wants to buy a house, you can write a star on Shabbos. B'Shabbos HaGadaitach, how could you think of Eilat Kosev HaMlech b'Shabbos Chayv Skila? Al-Kadama Rava Hasam, Rava said there, Omer L'Nachri Rose, you could do, tell a Mir L'Akum to write it.
But he's going to say, Nich Shabbos
given. You good? Ha-Chanami Omer L'Nachri Rose, you could tell it, Shvus B'Makum Mitzvah, V'Afagav Dami L'Nachri Shvusi, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, L'Gazu Bei Rabbanan. They bring a ride for me, the Ramah brings down the halacha. We don't pass this way normally. But even normally we say shvus to shvus for malka mitzvah. Shvus to do another itzah derabanan is permitted for mitzvah. But shvus to do a malacha derais like ksiva, we don't pass that's allowed. But there's a ride that even by a malacha derais of ksiva, you are allowed to do this. The answer, that's by yishuv eretz yisrael. That's a big, big mitzvah. It's a big tzarech tzibor, a tremendous tzarech chola. Yishuv eretz yisrael, then a malacha derais that could be permitted. But in general, only shvus to shvus is permitted by malka mitzvah. I imagine that's Tosis here. I think he talks about this Indian of Melacha Deraisa. Okay, then the Gemara says, again, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Lo Gozu Be'er Rabbanan. They were not Gozer, the Shvus of Amir La'akum. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonas on Halokech Ir Eretz Yisrael Kofun Osol Likach La Derech Me'abu Ruchuseha Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Person who buys a city, okay, hard thing to come by these days, but if you'd want to buy a city in Eretz Yisrael, you force him to buy the four sides as well in order for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean, the four sides? I guess just the extra space to leave it to look nice and some trees to grow. I'm not sure Rashi doesn't say what the purpose is for that. We have to buy the surrounding parts of it as well.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Supposed to get a road, put a road on each of the four sides.
Ah, okay, buy roads.